The FDA's recent hurry-up approval of the Biogen Alzheimer's drug Aduhelm has fueled criticism of the broader process of fast-tracking drugs to market. To critics, the pricey drug has not yet shown clinical benefit to patients. For more on this, we're joined by Nicholas Florco, with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let me ask you first about this fast-track program we're talking about here that's being criticized. Is this the same way the FDA approved COVID-19 drugs and the vaccines?
No, this is a separate program. So that program, which is only available during public health emergencies, is called an emergency use authorization. Hmm. This is an accelerated approval, and it can actually be used any time, and it's been around since the 1990s.
Okay. So let's back up, but let me ask you to describe this accelerated approval program. When did it start, and how's it work?
So the program, like I mentioned, was created in response to the AIDS crisis. And basically, it's meant to speed up the process of getting drugs on the market that treat serious or life-threatening diseases. Essentially, it allows a drug maker to prove that their drug works to improve some intermediate measure, but the drug maker doesn't actually have to show that the drug directly impacts whether a person feels or functions better or lives longer. So the example I like to use is cancer drugs. Cancer drugs can be approved through accelerated approval based on the fact that they shrink a cancerous tumor, even if there isn't hard data that the drug cures the cancer or even prolongs a cancer patient's life.
So we have, you know, potentially an early signal that this drug looks like it is helping the disease. And if that hurdle is cleared, then the drug may be approved in a hurry.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it's effective. The research shows that these drugs sometimes come on the market, you know, 3 years quicker than regular approvals. And that can make a big difference if, you know, you have a cancer that people thought was previously untreatable.
So why is the approval of this Alzheimer's drug drawing so much attention here? Is this illustrative, at least to critics, of a broader problem here?
It certainly is, yeah. So there's always been a healthy debate about the benefits of accelerated approval. Critics say that this allows unproven drugs to come on the market. But that debate has really been reignited after the FDA's approval of this Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm. So a little background here. The FDA used accelerated approval to basically rescue this drug. That's not what it's typically used for. So when the drug's major clinical study failed to show that it slowed the progression of Alzheimer's, meaning that it was unlikely to go through regular approval, the FDA decided to approve the drug based on its ability to slow the formation of plaques, these proteins that accumulate in the brain of patients with Alzheimer's.
Oh, so kind of a second chance here for the drug at the FDA.
Exactly. Yeah, the process here was frankly not normal. And also there's a lot of healthy debate over whether this measure that the FDA focused on, plaque accumulation in the brain, is even meaningful to patients. There's a really checkered history over nearly two decades with drugs targeting plaque formation failing to show real clinical benefit. When you add on the fact that this drug costs $56,000 a year and there's a huge patient population, you have a potentially big controversy on your hands, and that's sort of where we find ourselves now.
And very briefly, Nick, can we expect to see changes to this program?
It's largely too early to tell. I mean, any major changes will likely need to be made by Congress, but there is one important event that we should keep an eye on, and that's that the Federal Health Department's Inspector General, which is this investigative body of the Health Department, announced recently that it's going to be investigating the FDA's process for using accelerated approval. Those reports almost always come with suggested reforms. It'll be up to the FDA whether they implement those, but that's basically our best bet for reform in the near term.
All right, Nicholas Florco, reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you for having me.